This is Down to Brass Tacks. One person who sent us a text here via WhatsApp has expressed a concern that these two organizations, the one representing men and women in Barbados, they suggest that they're doing more harm than they are doing good, and that Barbados really needs a focus on families rather than this apparent fight which takes place between the two genders. It says here, these two organizations we have in Barbados representing women and men are creating plenty of bitterness between the two genders. Very often they fail to strike a balance. What we need is an organization for the prevention of families. I believe they mean the protection of families, and to educate people along these lines. Down to Brass Tacks. Hello? You're on the air. Welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Oh, Miss Ellis, I was holding because the gentleman was holding on. I thought he was still there. That's why I didn't call, because I was listening for his voice.
Okay.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm well, and you?
Not bad. I have 3 points, but I would like to make a little suggestion. Now, for instance, like me, I hear Miss P earlier say that she was holding on 45 minutes. But I would like to tell you how long I was holding on. But the thing about it is I could hold on because, you know, I don't have nothing to do. I think VOB got to find a way, even if it's cutting people calls, even mine, that we could get more callers in, because you really, no working person, I think, could deal with that. You got to hold on too long. You know, when you got hold on an hour, like me, I was on about hour and 15 minutes or so. You a normal person that got something to do can't hold on so long. So I don't know what you could do to improve it, but I think you need to do something, Mr. Find something that you could get more callers besides me and Mr. P and the statsman and things. You need other callers coming in. All my 3 little points I want to raise today. We have a football competition in Barbados called the David Thompson Competition. About 2 years ago or 3 years ago, they had to stop the competition because of funds. And the funds, I understand, to run that competition is just over $400,000 a year. I am of the opinion that people like Mr. Bynoe, who I heard yesterday speaking, I picked him up because I heard his voice yesterday. I think it's time enough that some businesses in Barbados start promoting things that young people are involving. That competition covers the 30 constituencies, the whole of Barbados. And it is played by the young people of this country. And I think if they can't even raise the $400,000, you know, they could have subsidized it to take away of the taxpayers and to help improve it. The thing about it is that all those teams, let's say that A1 sponsor Christchurch East, that's the advert every evening that team playing. You'll be seeing the brand name of A1 out there on the field, and it'll be helping the company also. It won't be only helping the young footballers, which I will let get help. It will help Hamilton Lashley and Bob Ford. And then with having all of these footballers, got 30 teams, which each team at least having 16 players, I think it will be helping to build up the Barbados Football Association, and Mr. Harris will have more people to look at, and we might find a 2018 player. You don't know. The only way you will find out is by involving more people. And I think it needs help from the private sector. Because I find the private sector get involved in advertisement, but it always be things like alcohol. I want to get involved in something like the David Thompson Football Competition, that really working on the young footballers, whereby all it knows, you will find that they are training for the competition coming up. So they won't be on the block, they won't be getting into trouble. And if they're getting it and promote it more, then it will get better and better and will help the country.
In all fairness to the private sector, though, many private sector organizations, companies, are involved in promoting sports across the length and breadth of Barbados. They are into the arts. They are into many community-oriented events that you don't know anything at all about. So to characterize the private sector in the narrow way that you have just done.
I did do that, mister. I am talking about one.
Suggest to me that.
Mr. Allen.
Suggest to me that you may be oblivious to that.
Yesterday, I was at a little gathering. Listen, yesterday was at a little gathering. And a gentleman told me, look, when you go on the air, don't let that man carry the road. He want you. He always wants to take you down a road. And you got me sound like you agree. Mr. Ellis, I'm dealing with one competition. We have certain things in this country that people just go to performing. And we don't even come up with nothing. But the money's get there to organize them. And there's a large sum of money to compare with $400,000. So we know that there are certain sports in this country that the sponsors get behind. I'm speaking about the David Thompson football competition.
With all the political implications that carries?
Yeah, no, you're going to shift in there. How the competition, you and I get political?
Maybe because everybody
because
recognizes
name,
that is...
Because of the name of it. I called you over a year ago. Cause I never asked you to do nothing that was done. I don't know if you don't follow up. I asked you if you could get the MP for St. George South, because they had just captured the competition. I'm talking about last year, the year before, because he was well opposed to the competition. And this is 2 years on a stretch that his constituency is in it. So you can't call it political. It belongs to everybody. People can make it political. And if the name David Thompson means that it is political, there's only a title. It covers all the consistency. The Barbados Labour Party have 12. They're one independent, and the DFP. It covers David Thompson football competition, covers Barbados. It shouldn't be political. And I'm only asking some of the businesses to get involved.
Who's behind it?
Me behind what?
Staging it.
The government.
Right.
But you know who the consistency councils, which shouldn't be political neither, because he appears to say political. But even the fellow was running against against the prime minister now. He was the chairman one. It don't have to be political. The city camp's political too. That don't have to be political because all mothers and fathers got children that in the long vacation they have problems. That shouldn't. But the Barbados Labour Party makes everything political. David Thompson's football competition, to me, can be a plus for Barbados. I can move on?
You could do anything.
Okay. Now, Miss Ellis, there's something that you travel any of the consistencies lately to feel the ground as you asking people to the whole morning?
No, I don't waste my time with that right now.
But why won't you do something for me? You promise me?
I doubt very much that I am going to waste my time with it now, too. So
listen, look, get a check of the ground in St. Michael North and talk to the young people and especially women. And then you get an idea of what is on the ground.
I am not wasting my time with that. I'm not even going to do that.
So what are you asking people?
Well, if a man decides that he wants to go there and that's what he wants to do,
Mr. Ellis.
Well,
Mr.
you see, you're not, you see, the man told you that we appear to be quarreling because of me. But I want to assert to you, the reason why it appears that way is that you just have your say, and the minute I start to talk, you just butt in. And you don't allow me to have my say. And this is an example of what I'm talking about.
Can I talk now? Can I speak now?
Well, if you don't want me to complete what I'm saying.
I hear you for the whole morning asking people what the people are saying on the ground dealing with the 90 days. And I only ask you to find out what the people on the ground are saying.
I tell you, I'm not interested.
Yeah, but that don't mean I can't send them.
I am not interested in myself, you to ask about me going out there. And I'm not interested in that.
How about
all right? Because as far as I'm concerned, what I will go on, I go there so I make my cursory observation. My cursory observation That's not the truth. That's just my observation on the basis of people I come into contact with. At the end of the day, what is more important is if there is some kind of scientific assessment of the trend that we can rely upon. All the rest of that is just, you know, my observation. So I'm at this stage of the game, I'm not particularly keen to do that. If somebody can come with, if you go out there and you do your own thing, fine, I'll ask you. But as it relates to me going into the community for that at this stage of the game, no, I'm not interested.
Okay, I hear that. My final one, that's all I'm getting. You notice that everything that was done, I would say in the last 14 or less years by the Baptist Labour Party, creating problems? You pick up that or you don't want to get there neither?
You speak. Don't ask me what I see. I could tell. I tell you the things that I see. What have you seen? You are the person making the argument.
I find that you get the police station in St. Lucie, problems, had to bring people to finish it. Selena School, problems, had to bring people to finish it. Kensington Oval, problems. I worked there, so I know the problems I had in 2009, 2010. Problems and all it. No work still doing there because of problems. The sewage, problems. The court, problems. Everything they put their hand is problems that the taxpayers got to spend money two and three times. You notice that? Miss Ellis?
Listen, I don't even want to get involved in the back and forth.
But when you don't get nothing,
I don't want to be involved in the back and forth. I would prefer you to...
No, you only got to tell me if you notice it too.
Express your point of view and let us move on.
If you say, as a school caller, everything that you just outlined there is true, that the taxpayers have to go and fund them again, and we can move on.
We can move on. We can move on without my having to be committed one way or the next on it.
But then where you was, a gentleman just came on, and you asked him what he's hearing on the ground. And you know, he was debating and talking, and the people saying this on the ground, and the people saying this. And
but the reason why I'm not inclined to do it with you is because, as you say, all too often, an attempt to have that kind of back and forth with you makes it appear as though we are being contentious, and I don't think it's necessary.
So the question that I just asked sounds so to you?
It is not the question, it is the style. Not the question.
It is the style. Yeah.
So I would prefer you to have your say, and then when I'm ready, if I feel so inclined, I will comment on it or something. I don't want it to be coming across in that contentious way.
Okay. As I will finish then, I would like to know if Barbadians will be so, it would be strange to me to re-elect people who everything to do, there'd be problems. Everything to do is run down, mash up, can't work. You can't re-elect them people. It's impossible. Nobody that thinking right can re-elect them people. They leave too much problems after spending so much money. And Ms. Ellis, you have a good day.
Well, having said that, I will also say this, though. And I'm glad that, you know, we are in a position where you can have your say and then I can have mine without any difficulty. Government is a continuum. The first order of business is this. If you come into office and you realize that there's a problem with the project, it is expected that you would devote as much of your energy as possible to correcting that flaw. Because you, as the government of the day, would be aware of all the taxpayers' money that has been spent on the project. And more importantly, that if you do not address the problem, it can become a national crisis. All right? To that extent, therefore, we expect, one, that whichever government that is in office would do a lot more to ensure that the projects that they put on the table are projects that are well thought out and well executed, and that the government or the party that comes after them would do all that is required to protect the interests of the public of Barbados. And therefore, I don't just see this as one party's problem. I see this as a problem that we have had from time to time with different parties. And we are asking as a country for taxpayers' money to be spent in a better way. Just because you haven't started a project doesn't mean that you don't have the responsibility for ensuring that it's properly maintained to avert a national crisis. This is down to brass tacks.
Let me finish and move on.
Yeah, go ahead. Down to brass tacks. Hello? You're on the air. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Very nice to hear you. Now, I'm speaking about this election that people are always speaking about. It'd be the Queen of England is not the head of state of Barbados.
Yes, and what I got to do with it?
And the Governor General is not her representative.
Yes, so?
And she was just up there for her investiture, right? Of her investiture. Maybe when she returned to Barbados, she was out on behalf of Her Majesty.
So, you're saying that to say what?
I feel that I don't believe the Prime Minister could call the election until the Governor General returned back from back to Barbados from Buckingham Palace.
Okay.
Am I right or wrong?
Don't forget, there's an acting Governor General, you know.
Pardon?
You know, the post is still there. There's an acting Governor General.
Well, she's a new Governor General, so I believe she had to get what the England got orders from the Queen.
I don't know that it works like that.
Yeah, I don't feel the Prime Minister call election until you get permission from the Governor General and the Queen.
But you know, the truth of the matter is that the Prime Minister would have had... he could have set the timetable for that, you know.
Yeah, but I believe...
So he had the opportunity, quite an opportunity, quite a long time also, to appoint a new Governor General. And all of this was in his hands. So at the end of the day, it comes right back to the Prime Minister.
But now, frankly speaking, I believe if the former Governor General was still in office, I don't feel that'd be no problem to give an election date. But the new Governor General has to go to England to get the public orders from the Queen of England.
I've heard you with that already, and I just responded to it.
I'm going back to England now. Mm-hmm. You see all the immigrants in England that are under pressure now about documentation?
Yes.
Is some part of it their fault? Because when Margaret Thatcher became Prime Minister of Great Britain, she gave a lot of those people... Pardon?
Pardon?
When Margaret Thatcher became Prime Minister, she gave a lot of those people permission to become British subjects and take out the British passport. But I left before that happened because I came home in 75. So they could have gone and get a British passport, and they think they should be all right now. You know?
All right, sir. We're going to the Starcom Network News, and then we'll be back to continue this edition of Down to Brass Tacks. This is Down to Brass Tacks, the Monday edition, going until 2 o'clock. I'm David Ellis. Please call us at 434-1790, and we do welcome your contributions via WhatsApp as well and via email. Do we have a caller on the line? Hello?
Yes. Good afternoon, Mr. David Ellis. How are you?
Good afternoon, Winnie. How are you?
Fair to fine. Now, I'd like to send my condolences to the family of the lady that got killed in Swan Street. And it's not easy. I know what the family is going through. And that, you know, I know. I leave it like that, okay, sir? Now, you have a gentleman talk about the BLP left beam, what the BLP has done. He should be ashamed of himself because, to me, he was living better under the BLP than now. Right now, there is tax to kill you. Even firms that are moving out because right now with the NSRL or whatever you call
it. You need to deal with what he has put on the table.
Well,
he says if you look at the projects that were started under the Barbados Labour Party, The suggestion is that those projects are flawed and that people end up having to spend so much more money on them. That's his argument.
Flawed what? That wasn't maintained. I remember once somebody that said, stop the sink and let the water flow in all over the place, right? Don't even go there. He's talking nonsense. We left $2.5 billion in fine reserve, right? Now there is no buses. Used to be 260 buses the BLP left. Only about 50 or maybe 52 buses. Somebody could, but it's nowhere near 60 buses. No garbage truck. The garbage truck we have in collecting have to be working 24/7 without a break. Right? The potholes is killing us.
But you heard what he said? He said Kensington Oval was a problem after it was built. He says the sewage project, a problem after it's been built. He says the situation with respect to the courts.
Can you let me speak?
No, but I want you to. Listen, I'm not here to. Hold on. I'm just trying to bring some order here in the sense that it doesn't make any sense you talking about things that he has not mentioned. He says if you look at these specific projects, these are the reasons why he is saying the BLP built projects and then taxpayers' money had to be spent to fix the problems.
But in the 10 years, you're supposed to be maintaining those things every week, every month. Go to any country that have a sewage plant. You got to be there 24/7, making sure everything is in working order. When it was brought to the attention, nothing was being done. Right? I remember the Supreme Court building, there was a report that people goes into the toilet, and this is what was said. I never see it. I never been in there. That what people stopped it, the sink with water and let the water flow all over the place. Right? So when you do not maintain a building or maintain, it's just like you buy a house or you build a house and you don't maintain it, there is always problem. My house, we have to constantly be doing things to it because otherwise it's going to go to rot. Don't care how much money you spend on it, it's going to go to rot. Right now, people cannot get their tax return 2013, 2014, 15, 16. They can't get it. 17, they don't get it back. Right? There is so much medication you cannot get. You have to be paying now you have to pay, you get one and next, you have to pay. Diabetic cannot get their stick to do their, testing as a regular basis. They have to pay for some. There is so much. So he was living better under the beer. There was jobs flowing. There was people was getting things done. People was able to pay their bill on time. Right now, if you look in the newspaper on a Sunday, you see how many houses are for sale or what taken back from people. So this man is talking. And the DDLP, Mr. Thompson, went in and he take $10 million out from the government. To put in CLECO. The people cannot get back their money from CLECO. They cannot some die and do not get back a cent. Right? So I don't know what he's talking. Every project, every government that takes over from another, anyone that there is a two-party, and if the B take over from the D, they're going to have the problems to fix. So any government in the world just cannot come in and do not have problems. They're going to have it. Nothing is perfect. So what he's talking poppycock, because he's talking to me. He don't have any fun. I wonder if he have children that he send to school, that he have to give lunch to every day, right? I wonder what they're talking about, huh? The BLP left this country with things. Yes, there was things to be done, but maintenance is the key to anything. If you don't let it because you want to show up the other government bad, that's going to happen. That will happen. If you do not maintain, the cleaners don't go in and they see little things, they should brought it to the attention of someone. But when you go in and flood the toilet and flood the sink with water, it's going to cause rot. There's a lot of problems going on. And it's not nice. The nurses, the doctors are working 24/7. The policemen are working. The ambulance men are working. and they don't get no pay for 10 years. I don't know why. They just sit there and don't get no pay. This could not happen in no other West Indies country. No other one. They must be get some sleeping powder. That's why they're sleeping. Okay, Mr. Ellis, bye-bye.
Goodbye, Vinny. Down to brass tacks. Hello? You're on the air. Hello?
Hi, Mr. Ellis. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
I'm good too, Mr. Ellis. I really, some good spirit, something. But last time we were speaking, Mr. Ellis, I was looking at Mr. Leslie had given us a warm pass, and then Mr. Wickham had said that he would give us a second one too, which would make it two. So he want me to go right back there, right? But before we go there, I want to take a couple of things from this morning. Mr. Ellis, you know, you just don't like me to tell you that you're getting slow.
You could tell me anything. I don't have a problem with it. Contrary to what you're trying to project me as opposed to what you say. I seldom ever oppose you when you say
no, that. But a man there was trying to convince you.
Couldn't bother me at all.
A man was trying to convince you that the 90 days is going to end up with extra pay for the Prime Minister.
It isn't going to be so. You still there? Are you dropped out? Well, you can try to come back again. I'm sorry about that. Hello? You're on the air. 434-1790. You're listening to the radio or you're listening to the phone?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Mr. Ellis?
Hi.
You guys have a caller there, right? Who is saying that when I go out to the pharmacy, you can't get medication, you can't get this, you can't. That is all she does. Criticize. She can't tell you one good thing. I don't know why she does it. How she know that people stop up the sink and put water in it? She know everything and don't know nothing. That'd be a nonsense, man.
But I would hope that when you come with this kind of response,
yeah,
that you would point out to her what you see as the positives. You don't just come and say, well, she's talking nonsense.
Well,
what are the positives that you can point to?
I could point to the dispensary hospital at the clinics. I get my medication whenever I go there. There's no problem as far as I see it. So you have to put a dollar in your pocket to get medication. What's wrong with that? I see nothing wrong with that. But all she does is cry down. That is all.
You know, as I say to you, your responsibility is this. If you hear somebody crying down, it is important that you call and you put the other side of the picture. So apart from the dollar or the money that you're going to pay for the medication,
yeah,
that you see absolutely nothing wrong with, what else are you looking at as a positive? That's all you need to do. Tell her what are the positives.
Well, the positive out there is to me, Mr. Ellis, I cannot get around like once before. I get transportation.
And you get transportation from where?
The disability unit.
Yes.
We have a bus there for us. It take us to the doctor, to the clinics. And to me, that is very, very good.
Yes.
You know, it's even like the overnight bus service. Yes, I understand there's a problem with the buses and whatnot. And the garbage collection. Where you live, Mr. Ellis, I have no problem with garbage collection. If the truck doesn't come out in a week, it does not go into 2 weeks. I don't want to hear people calling and saying this and saying that, but in my area, I could say a hats off the sanitation department. If they have four trucks, I don't know how much they have, but she knows how much they have. I can't help you with how much they have. But I know that I get a proper service with the sanitation department. So I don't know.
All right, I understand you. You can only speak from your personal experience,
right,
and yours is not supporting the position that she takes.
Right, look here.
Okay.
Yeah, but sometimes, right?
Yes.
I would like her to say something good. She never wants to say something good. Always dragging down, dragging down.
Well, the question is this. When she identifies problems, are these non-existent problems? They're really not problems as such? Or is this something that she's fabricating?
In my opinion.
In your opinion?
She put it on.
So what she said here today that is not true?
The sanitation.
That the Sanitation Service Authority people can't get their sanitation picked up?
How much trucks they have?
Well, are you aware that many people in different parts of Barbados actually complain about garbage pickup?
I hear.